Minister, this is a very important issue that's causing a huge amount of concern across Donegal at the moment. As you know, Minister, Naudoc has previously provided the GP out-of-hour services in the County of Donegal since, I think, around about 2001. Two years ago, when there was a threat to the out-of-hour service, CareDoc came into the county and actually provided the GP services to man the out-of-hour service, and Naudoc continues to provide the HSE backup services for that out-of-hour service. In recent weeks, CareDoc have proposed to make changes to the service where two of the centres will be closed from 12 midnight to 9 a.m, as known as the red eye shift, and that the doctors will be reassigned to a centre in Letterkenny to cover an area stretching from the Gaybara Bridge to Malin Head, which is an area that covers a size that's probably bigger than most counties across the country. And it means that there's a huge concerns across the country in terms of the level of service that will be available to people in the areas, particularly West Donegal and Inishowen, and how that will be managed. CareDoc have claimed that it's due to a lack of availability of doctors to cover the so-called red eye shift. But I think it's a cost-saving measure, and it's a measure to actually reduce the overheads in running the service. And currently, Naudoc has a very good call-out ratio, a very good service indicators that provide services in a timely fashion to people who need them on an urgent and an emergency basis. And the concern is that this will be undermined, and that also in the future we could see the further reduction in services through the GP out-of-hour service.
Thank you, Deputy. Deputy Denny McGinley, Deputy of 2 minutes.
Thank you, Dr. Healy. And just, you know, when the present current system, Naudoc, was being established about 2000-2001, I must admit that there was a lot of apprehension amongst the users at the time that they were going to lose contact with their own GP and all that sort of thing, and that sort of gap would widen. But since then, once it was established, the people, the users, have great confidence in the new system. They're very happy with it. And any proposals to change the delivery of a health service causes a lot of concern and anxiety amongst the users. Now, as I say, currently there are three doctors in this area, one in Carindona, one in Letterkenny, and one in Derrybeg. And the proposal is to reduce that to two. They'll be based in Letterkenny. And as a former GP yourself, the minister would understand that when someone is struck with a very serious illness and between midnight and 8 o'clock in the morning, time can be of the essence, or can be crucially important. And in my area, and the three of us indeed, we're an hour from Letterkenny Hospital if you have to travel there, or indeed if the doctor has to travel from Letterkenny. And that's not including that we have inhabited islands as well, Tory Island with about 200 people, and more with about 600 people. So when you take all these things into consideration, there is no doubt about it. If they proceed with the changes that are being proposed, it is certainly going to reduce the level of service. And at a public meeting that we all attended last Monday night, everyone was very apprehensive. We were all very concerned. But significantly, Minister, the medical people there, there were four GPs there, and they failed to express confidence in the new service that is being proposed. And I think they're the specialists, they're the people at the coalface, and that all this should be taken into consideration before any changes are made.
Thank you, Deputy. Deputy Pierce Doherty, Deputy of 2 minutes.
Dear Mike, want to again thank the Kilcoyne's office. Minister, I think you shouldn't lose the significance on the fact that myself, Deputy McGinley and Deputy Pringle are speaking with one voice on this issue. It's very rare that you'll get that happening in this House. But on this issue, it goes to the core of services to rural communities. And I know, and Deputy Patrick McLaughlin has asked me to express his support for this issue, it affects West Donegal and it affects the Inishowen Peninsula, because both Derrybeg and Carindona will be losing their permanent GP man service after midnight until 9 a.m. in the the morning. The first phase of that from Sunday to Thursday, and then the second phase, which would be the loss of the service altogether during those hours at the end of the summer. It is an issue that goes to the core of the type of service that people want to maintain within their area and not have it diminished where they have to rely on somebody travelling 45 minutes. And I know you've been to Donegal and to West Donegal, but when you think about going out that road in winter months and many of the times that it's, the road is closed as a result of frost and so on and so forth, these are risks that people in Donegal do not want to take. It is also serving the island community. Minister, you'll be aware that in mid-February, I wrote to you personally along with the CEO of the HSE, and I welcome the fact of the intervention that the HSE put in at that time, which was an interlocutor to negotiate between CareDoc, the HSE and the GPs in relation to the crisis that were unfolding. The problem here is that CareDoc were about to pull out of the service in February. The GPs say that one of the big problems is that the HSE removed the support, the financial support that was there to actually finance these doctors during the red eye shift about 5 years ago. The CareDoc is losing a huge amount of money as a result of this, and therefore they want to reduce the number of doctors down from 3 to 2. They'll have their own version of the story. I've been dealing with this since 2011. I've raised it umpteen times in this chamber. And I want to say, you know, Na Gamisha in Lockie a Pubble in the Gaeltarta, Agus Pubble in a Show, Mahain Shaw Ray, Agus Baila Fickle, Gullordini in the Sredje, Gullord Agaji, Mahain Shaw Ray. So to Sulikum Gineshjarte, I hope that you do listen to the concerns of the public and not wash your hands off this here and say that it's an HSE matter. This is an issue about services to rural areas. I could tell you stories about lives that were saved as a result of the NowDoc service being very close to the individuals.
Deputy, you have to conclude.
And I hope that there is some type of solution that can be found to this problem.
Thank you, Deputy.